Welcome to the Non-Dual Performer podcast. My name is Sam Katadia, and we're going to be discussing performance in all walks of life. And we hope that this podcast will develop your curiosity and your insight around what it means to perform well.
Hey, and welcome back to the Non-Dual Performer podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about goal setting and conscious effort. What do you think, Sam?
I was always trained to deploy and use goal setting in my work with my clients and for myself. And this idea of setting goals and working back to what you need to achieve to get there. They're all practical and helpful. But there are, and I have to say, most of the time, setting goals can actually be a bit counterproductive. And I think there's a lot of examples, certainly when we make New Year's resolutions and we look for what we want to change going into the new year, which is obviously upon us in a few months. Often these New Year's resolutions kind of go out the window within the first month. So I guess there's two sides to this discussion. One, when is goal setting helpful? Which there are times goal setting is helpful, and when is goal setting not helpful? When does it actually hinder our ability to perform well, to act freely and in healthy ways in our life? When does goal setting actually get in the way? And yeah, I think it's a big topic. I mean, look at all the books that are around goal setting and manifestation and visualizing,
even
and
productivity.
Deep
ingrained ideas of, oh, you need to constantly have goals, you need to constantly set goals. But I guess one of the counter arguments, or one of the arguments within that realm, is if you don't have any goals, then how are you going to get anywhere? How would you tackle that one?
Well, that's on the side where goal setting is helpful. When goals arise and it occurs to us we'd really like to do something, that's a beautiful thing. So it comes down to what that intent is. If on some level we are trying to get away from our immediate experience, get away from the now, then ultimately we're saying we lack, right? We're saying, so goal setting can be a device that perpetuates a sense of lack. When I achieve X, then I will be happy. I need to be more mindful because I'm feeling agitated now. Do you see, even something as subtle as mindfulness can become a device to perpetuate a need, a sense of, I don't have everything that I need now. And coming back to the title of the podcast, non-duality, let's remind ourselves of what we're exploring here, which is that everything that we've ever needed or wanted is taking place right now. It's just that we need to be more knowingly aware of that understanding. And if we start using goal setting to somehow get away from ourselves, then we're going to perpetuate a life of seeking. And on a very basic level, whenever we get that material thing that we want, they're always going to be let down by what it's provided us. And goal setting, in some ways, is an acceptable, in this context, is an acceptable phrase, term, sounds positive, for expectation. Now, expectation is saying where I am now is not enough. And that really does limit our capacity to know ourselves as a boundless being that has real capacity to express and share love. rather than I somehow need to go and find it in the world around me. I need to acquire it. So yeah, negative goal setting can become quite negative when, well, it's always negative when it's from a place of something is missing now. And I think if we start to look closely at our day-to-day engagement with the world, there's a lot of times when even micro goals during the day, like, oh, I need a cup of coffee, or I need to sort this problem out with my colleague, or I've got a footballer who's not scoring goals, I need to make sure he's on top of the game coming up. Do you see that that is all being driven, although they are goals in themselves, they can often arise from a lack, from a sense of insecurity. Any goal that rises from a space of insecurity is never really going to help us connect with what we truly seek.
Yeah, and in terms of progressing forward and trying to get to a destination which is some kind of support for well-being, I can see how it can lead to, you know, people not feeling comfortable, not feeling confident, not having that relaxation, or, you know, being counterproductive. But what would you say is the best way to work with goals on an everyday level? And obviously, you know, coming from a non-dual perspective.
Yeah. I know it sounds, 'cause I sound a bit crazy, but my advice is not to work with goals. Goals, if they are truly serving you, will arise. Plans arise in well-meaning and sort of intrinsically motivated, or, you know, from source, from awareness, from our true being. Plans arise, yeah. I'm not certainly saying don't set goals, but start to see those goals that you actually stick to, those plans of action that you actually stick to, are the plans that arise spontaneously when we're in those moments of space, when we're not seeking, we're not trying to avoid, we are being. And that would be my advice, is don't consciously work towards a goal. I don't believe in willpower. I think willpower is ultimately resistance. Willpower is saying, I'm going to do everything within my idea of a mind body to get out of this mess. I'm going to fight my way out of it. And that conscious effort is resistance. Now, maybe the, you know, the motives are there to experience more freedom and either, I don't know, getting the dream job you want, or getting a football club out of a league so they can play a higher standard of football. They're all fine, and there's nothing wrong with those goals. But I can assure you, consciously setting those goals and working really hard to try and achieve those goals actually gets in the way of you trying to actualize that, to actually make it happen. So if you want to go out more expressively into the world with goals and ambitions and freedom and exploration, which is one of the beautiful joys of being alive, go inwards in your space right now. So if you're listening to this, really, really feel the sensations that are arising and dissolving. Allow them space to be seen, to be heard, to be felt, irrespective of your judgment of whether they're uncomfortable or comfortable. Have no expectation now in your exploration of what you're experiencing. If you keep moving in that direction, then you're going to want to share that love and freedom that you find in that inward path, and express it into the world far more freely, far more without any restriction, because you're getting close to who you really are. And if you get a taste of that, if you get a touch, or as Suzanne said, a taste of eternity in that timeless being that we all have immediate access to right now, when we sort of bathe in that, we just want to go out into the world and be more expressive. We don't want to necessarily go and hide in a cave and think, oh, do you know what, I'm just going to sit on my own for the rest of my life because this is great. we want to share in that sense of that freedom. So, you know, our mind bodies are, you know, reflect that true identity. If we feel like we are not enough and somehow goals are going to get us out of there, then we will be endlessly setting goals and being disappointed. And probably the worst thing you can do is spend years and years and years working towards a goal, get there, and then realize the goal was an empty promise.
Yes.
And then you're back at stage one. So actually, you're better off if you don't even achieve your goals at base one, because at least if you did achieve your goals, you won't realize you've been spun a lie. But again, nothing wrong with goals, nothing wrong with that, but you've got to start from source. They've got to have an authentic grounding. Otherwise, they are empty promises that will continue to spin the illusion of ultimately the mind body. And it's getting a bit sort of deep. I know we're sort of goal setting's quite a wide-reaching topic, but it perpetuates the belief that I am separate. I'm this limited mind body, all alone in this world, doing all of this experiencing, having to fight my way through life, having to figure everything out. It will perpetuate that. Yeah, just look in your experience now. Look at the goals that you have now. Yeah, think of some work ones. Think of some relationship ones, and ask yourself this question. Is it coming from a place of, I am not enough? Is it coming from a place of, I need to achieve and acquire these things in order to somehow find myself? Really, really go into those intentions and start seeing that until you can be really comfortable in now, what's happening now, only then can the arising of true and loving goals appear.
Yeah, exactly. Because here's the thing. Nothing really changes. Nothing really changes. So if you're expecting like some end result to come from the goal, and this is something I've experienced myself, and I see this in a lot of people that have a great amount of success, is that they get increasingly dissatisfied and they try and aim higher and higher. And you know, Robin Williams, the actor, is one example of this. He continued to achieve incredible goals in his career, his relationships, all these different, you know, check marks checked, but they were completely empty because, you know, and I've seen this for myself, you know, like really aiming for something and then it gets here. My expectations were, oh, once this thing comes, then this change will happen and I'll finally be complete in some way. I mean, it isn't so obvious in terms of those words, but that's the subtle sense, because that is the dogma we're entrenched in.
Yeah,
a little bit. So
yeah, and let's bring it. I think, you know, you're bang on, and I too have been, you know, and regularly. Look, I even during the weeks, I think, or once I've sorted this work issue out, then I'm going to be happy. Or once I get certain things in place, and then I can sort of be at peace. Constantly doing it. But the great thing is, and the point of this conversation is to start shining a light on a path that doesn't serve us. That is really the first step to journey inward, is to start seeing what you're not, to start seeing that it's not worked. I mean, look at what we're doing to the planet. Look at consumption. Look at ambition. Look at people, like you say, wanting the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
if it could be found in a goal, then we would have bottled it by now. We would have mass produced it and been selling it on Amazon, you know. But unfortunately, there is no product to fill that ultimate ambition to find peace. But
Yeah, because it doesn't come at the end of a goal.
no.
You never arrive there. You have everything needs to stem from, like you say, that exploration of source needs to be the step one.
Yes, and using the word source, what we mean by that is almost like the infinite now, where all thoughts, feelings, and emotions, ideas, concept around a future and a past, where that all arises, that point of well, consciousness and awareness, where all that experience arises, seeing that it arise and dissolve back into where it came from, constantly changing, yeah. Again, analogy we've used is a bit like the movie, the content of life is always changing, but it's arising and dissolving within the big movie screen. That's the bit that doesn't change. And we need to, well, what's the practical use we need of all of this? If we want to gain a real appreciation from our different performances in life and our relationships and sports and art and whatever ways we like to express ourselves in the world, we will enrich all of that if we become genuinely curious about that big movie screen in which all experience arises and dissolves. If we can wholeheartedly become curious about that which doesn't change, then we will enrich our lives and what we do. But what's important is not to expect what we're talking about to change something. Do you see how very subtle it is? You go, oh yeah, I see that. That's really insightful. That's going to help me in this area of my life. Do you see? We're already tarnishing it with an expectation. We're thinking, oh right, if I listen to Sam and Jamie and bring this into my life more and more, then we will find more peace. No,
Then I'll be happy.
then I'll be happy. Yeah, exactly. Peace isn't in the future, it's now. That you must nurture a gentle curiosity for the appreciation of now. Be open-minded and see how that informs, infects, changes, stimulates a new kind of goal. Yeah, so again, looping back round to what we said at the beginning, goal setting is a beautiful thing, it's a beautiful activity, but I would invite all of you listeners to really look, even write it down on a bit of paper, and start to look critically at those little goals during the day, those bigger goals. Are you saying to yourself, once I get X, then somehow I'll have that peace, freedom, and happiness in my life? If that's the way your goals are set up, then it's ultimately coming from a place of lack. And I'd invite you, with curiosity and love and being gentle, to reorientate yourself, go deep into every sensing direct experience you're having now in the now, even if it's thoughts about the future or the past or uncomfortable ones, let them all be seen. Go into them more, feel them all, allow them to be seen, and become curious about how you then take that into the next now or the next moment, or and see if goals and new lighter thoughts arise.
Wonderful. And just to retouch on something you said about goals will naturally arise. How did you navigate those goals without falling into the trap? And how can you take note of those and focus on the actions rather than the state change?
I think the goals when they're from a place of sharing and love and happiness and freedom, they're an expression. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, that's it.
The goal becomes an expression of love and peace. It doesn't become a mechanism in which to acquire.
Boom.
Yeah. But exactly. It's exactly that. It becomes an expression of that which has never left you. That might be training for an extra hour in the gym because you've got a big game on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
That might be just being in out on that football pitch and expressing yourself. It might be writing a beautiful plan about the exercise you want to do in pre-season.
Mm-hmm.
That might occur to you. That might make sense. That might seem a logical way to express your love for your profession. Yeah. So again, I think the word is the key word to look into. Are my goals about an expression of love, peace, and happiness, or are they a device in which to acquire these things? Very simple yes or no for either of them. Yeah. Start looking in all areas of your life,
mm-hmm.
and start. And okay, here's one. If we realise that a lot of our goals are maybe around a sense of lack, that's fine. We don't want to judge that, but just start to hold in those intentions longer when we want to set those goals. Hold still and see if those goals still are there. I think you'd probably find that they stop making sense to you the more you give them space to breathe and be seen now at the direct experience level, and I think they'll probably be replaced with goals that feel more expressive and more free and more peaceful and more loving.
Yeah, exactly. And all the wholesomeness, all the richness that is wished for in the state change being already present means you can actually enjoy the quote-unquote results of those goals fully without having them to be attached to specific outcome. Which means, you know, in my experience, I mean, because for just one final example from my life, like several of my small business projects, I set myself a financial goal and I reached it. And I had all this expectations on how I would feel, what it would be like, and it was empty, and I felt dissatisfied. And fortunately, because I've spent a lot of time exploring, it was quite a funny situation for me. I ended up laughing at myself and reminding myself, oh yeah, of course, why did I trick myself into believing this, you know?
Yeah, and that's a great example, and I'm sure a lot of listeners can relate to that, especially some of my slightly more higher profile clients in the world of sport. Mm-hmm. You know, picking up that trophy is not, you know, it doesn't hold any happiness. It's that few moment of no longer seeking that is quite nice. That few, I can stop seeking for a bit, but soon a new object will arise. But again, to enrich everything that we do, go back to HQ, explore your direct experience in each moment when we feel those agitations, and let these, you know, beautiful goals come as an expression of that love, that freedom, that excitement, that passion, that creativity. Let them arise, and I promise you they will. They cannot not, because we are the expressive qualities of the mind body will, you know, want to dance with that and share with that, you know. As Alan, you know, to finish up, Alan Watts, you know, one of his famous quotes said, a dancer doesn't dance to get from one side of the dance floor to the other, and a writer is not looking to just get to that first page all the way to the end. It's an immediate expression of love and creativity in that moment. So let's remember that, you know, that each moment is a great opportunity.
Wonderful. Well, thanks for listening, everyone, and we look forward to talking to you again next time.
Cheers. Take care. Bye. Thanks, everybody, for tuning into my podcast channel for this episode. Hope to see and hear from you all soon.